Joshua, I want to ask you about something. This is probably, I don't know, I might have discussed this before, but I don't think so. It's been very hard for me to talk about. After my wife passed in January, I went through a period of time, very, very close in. I'm talking about the first few days after she passed, Joshua. I'm normally a guy who likes the house nice and cool. I will turn the air conditioners down, and I just love it cool. That's just the way I am. I've always been that way, and I guess I always will be that way. However, in the first several days after my wife passed, I was absolutely freezing, Joshua. I mean, I was freezing. So I turned the air conditioning up. It got up to around 80 degrees in the house, and that's just unheard of for me. I keep it at about 68 or better. And it got up to about 80 degrees, and I was still, Joshua, I'm telling you, I was so freezing cold. My teeth were chattering. I could feel it in every bone and sinew of my body. It got so damn cold that I had to go into the shower, turn the shower on hot, and just, I literally sat in the shower and let the hot water beat on me, and it didn't get better for about 30 minutes. It was the doggondest thing I ever felt in my whole life. As she was there, or somebody was there, and I'm convinced it was her, Joshua. Have you heard reports? I know there are many reports of cold associated with some sort of presence. What can you tell me?
Well, right off the bat, that makes me feel that there's a good chance that not only Ramona may have been there, but she may have actually been trying very hard to manifest. And the reason I say that is because we have gone to so many of these places that are haunted, where these cold spots float around, and we all kinds of temperature gauges, and we don't find any significant measurement to show us that there actually is a drop in the external temperature. However, you can feel it. And so that's why we went into the laboratory and we started doing experiments with what we call an ion wind. And when you have a flow of electrostatic charges moving across your flesh, I mean, it can absolutely freeze you. It feels icy cold. You wouldn't know the difference if I took, you know, a canister of compressed air and blew it across you. And we find that when there is intense movement of electrostatic charges, you get that ion wind that makes you feel cold. Now, there is no actual drop in temperature, so that's the funny thing about it. You can measure the electron or the electrostatic flow.
Oh, no, I can tell you for a fact. I mean, I actually watched the temperature go up to 80 degrees, and I was still, there was no relief for it. I was freezing cold, you know, teeth chattering cold, that kind of cold, and it was up to 80 degrees. So you're absolutely correct. I could look at the thermometer and I could tell it had reached 80, and I was still freezing. Now, this happened on like 2 or 3 days in succession, very close to her passing. So there was something, absolutely was something going on. Now I can't rule out the fact that it was in my mind, but I'm telling you, it was as real as anything else in my life, as real as the desk I'm touching here, banging on. So,
yeah, and that's the funny thing about it. When it comes to something like the feel of a room or something like the smell, I mean, how often do you hear about someone saying, I smell a cigar or I smell a flower? You know, we don't have a meter right now that we can walk into a room with and measure a smell.
Right.
And yet, it's a real thing. It's a tangible thing that makes an impact. It makes certain neurons fire off in our brains. And that's the thing about ghostly phenomena at this point. It makes us beg this question of what is the boundary of reality compared to ourselves and our technology. And the fact of the matter is, we ourselves, as humans, are meters, so to speak, ourselves. The problem is calibrating the meter. You know, what do you calibrate the meter by? But when you say that you have this feeling of cold, I feel like that there was probably a flow of electrostatic charges causing this, considering there was no other explanation that you could document, and that is a classic sign of someone who is trying very much to manifest, and I wonder, did you ever ask her if she would come back?
I talk to her constantly. I don't think I ever made a specific request for her to come back. No. I still talk to her. Anyway, I just wanted to pass that on to you that that was as real as can be. I've never, ever felt anything like it in my life. There was no relief for it, save jumping in a hot shower. And even then, the relief didn't come for about 30 minutes. So it was just... it was just amazing. And I, you know, in movies that you see about ghostly phenomena, they always show, in fact, they go to the degree of showing as though it were below 32 degrees and you can see the person's breath and that sort of thing. But you're saying that is not the way it really happens.
Not based upon the data that I've been able to personally collect.